So God said, when my word goes forth out of my mouth, it will not return to me void. That word went about all Galilee, Jerusalem, and surround. He healed. And John wrote, if they had recorded everything he did, I don't suppose the world would hold the book. Now, you know that man did. Jesus did some kind of work. And here's what I'm driving to. You have as much right to speak God's word as anybody else. You. That word in your mouth will work just like it did in Jesus' mouth. You say, well, why hadn't it been working in the past? That's what I'm driving to. Because I asked myself, because I've seen some cases that it didn't work for me. The word worked, but I didn't work it. See, ain't no such thing that the word don't work. I just didn't work it. So I had to go back. Can I tell you just a little detail what happened? So I had to go back because it didn't work. The word didn't work. And I thought the word didn't work, but it wasn't that the word didn't work, but the word wasn't there to work. Did you get it? See, there's no such thing that the word don't work. It's just the word wasn't there to work. Something else was there. Ha. Are y'all learning anything today? So you have to take time. Just, I don't care how busy you are. I don't care how quick you think you need to get somewhere. If your car, that gauge is saying empty, you're going to take time to refuel that car. Amen. Just keep driving. Think you're going, I'm going to make it there by the skin of my teeth. You're going to be sitting on the freeway somewhere. Yeah. And see, that's what we do. We get so busy in life that we put this somewhere it shouldn't be in the background. And then when the crisis of life comes, we on the side of the road parked, can't go. But if you take time to put this word in and see the Holy Spirit, notice what he said now. Notice what he said. I'm teaching this morning. Notice what he said. The interest of thy word giveth light. Is that right? It giveth what? Understanding to the simple. So I don't care how simple you are, you're spending enough time with the word, that word going to give you understanding. Understanding means I know what to do. So he said, when my word leave my mouth, it's proven fact that it works. It never returned to me. I have never had it because it's not void. This word to get you, do for you everything you need done in life. This word to get you any kind of pair of shoes you need. Get you any kind of pair of socks you need. Get you anything you need in life. But will you spend time to find out how to live in this realm of faith and how to make this faith work in this realm? Now listen to me now. See, faith is in the unseen realm, but it operates everything for you in the seen and the unseen. It'll bring healing to your body, prosperity to your life, peace to your heart, and joy to your life, victory to live in. And it's called the word of faith. All right. So, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And you are confronted with all kinds of thoughts, all kinds of feelings, all kinds of temptation and around you. Am I right about it? And see, if you are not able to recognize and distinguish between these things and what the word, this is why he said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will do what? Direct you. But if you will let those things crowd in on you, they will bring confusion. It will bring, you'll be unstable. You will not be fixed in your position and keeping God's word first and learning it and applying it in your life, because these things have taken a seat where it doesn't belong. And you'll find yourself in a position that you don't want to be in. And it will rob you of the joy, the peace that you should be enjoying. So here's what you have to do. You have to make sure you be a student of the word, not just a glancer. Because people that glance at the word only going to glance when trouble comes. And when trouble comes and you glance, because you've been a glancer, ain't no word there for you to use. But boy, when you be a student of the word and a doer of the word and a sticker for the word, when trouble comes, it'll have to flee. I want to teach you something that I learned. And this is, I heard somebody say, you need to preach from what you have practiced instead of just preaching. Fear come at me just like it comes at you. But you know what I say to fear? I'm unavailable. I don't answer the door of fear. I'm serious. When fear come, if you learn this, see, I remember when I had to deal with it. It was so hard. And you want to throw your hands up. Hello? I say you want to throw your hands up and cry and all that. And when you get through crying, it's still there. You beg people, you do this. And here I am, because I was a pastor. I got to be strong, you know, because I'm a leader. Can't talk to nobody too much. I have to deal with it. So what do? I found the answer. Where you find it? In the word, praying in tongues. Worshiping God, spending time with him in the word, putting the word to practice in my life. And there's some scripture, I'm just telling you what I did. Some scripture I quoted over and over. When I was quoting, it looked like nothing would happen. But I wouldn't quit. And then the Lord, sometimes he's so good, he'll point out to me, because he knows what I need better than I know myself. And he will point out to me something I need to get on, to feed on. And when sometime back, way back years ago, I would ignore him and I'd get in trouble. But when I pay attention to them, it saved my life. So I want to share a few things, just a few things with you, a couple things with you in this area. I learned, and because there's another message that I will have to teach, and I don't want to mix it with this one now. I could, but I want to stay on the track that I'm on, because I'm telling you. If you learn to develop your faith, and you know, as much as we read that book on Love the Way to Victory, as much as we read that, we've been over that book 3 times, I believe we're going over to 4, at least 2, I know, maybe 3. And it's telling you that love is a must. You can't avoid it.